Good day, everyone. It is December 4th, 2023. Where'd the year go? Time certainly does fly. How about that November? Boy, did Santa Claus come early. One of the best Novembers we've seen in terms of a market rally we've seen in many years, with the S&P getting back to its highs of the year. We'll see if those can hold. The TSX rallied well, but didn't quite get back to its highs of the year. But a number of things that went on in November. We talked about the new Speaker of the House last podcast, but, it looks like he was able to kick the funding can down the road, at least well into next year. So take that issue off the table for this year. And consumer spending, Black Friday in the U.S. looked fantastic. Retail numbers were very, very strong. So very supportive of the November rally as the last of the earnings reports came through for sort of the major company. So, yeah, Santa Claus, boy, he did come early and came in a big way. So let's hope we can hang on to some of these gains as we head into the end of the year. Coming up in December, a couple things to think about. You've got central banks meetings yet to come. I think Bank of Canada is later this week and the U.S. Fed is next week. And you're going to see that divergent picture is going to strengthen. It's already quite divergent. You're seeing GDP in Canada soften quite a bit, though the employment picture still looks pretty good. But Canada was raised rates before the U.S. did. We stopped raising rates before the U.S., and we're going to have to cut rates before the U.S. And when you think about it, when you want to use interest rates to manage the economy, you want people living off debt, right? If a lot of your spending is debt-oriented, then that change in interest rates can really change behaviors. And as we've mentioned many times, that is the case in Canada. We have a lot of debt sitting with the consumer, not the case in the U.S. And so I think that divergence is just going to get worse or greater, and probably worse for Canada. But as we head into year end, that's certainly something that could tip the punch bowl if either central bank is particularly hawkish in tone, let alone in action. That can certainly impact the rally into the year. But assuming they hold and they're, reasonably balanced in their tone, we probably are okay into year end. Like, our view is, we probably want to get some elevated caution if central banks are not starting to back off and get more cautious as we get into the next year. That spring sets up to be a challenging time, whereas, everyone, re-examines their investment portfolio as they head into that peak savings, RSP time in Canada. There's a lot of assessing what we want to do, so that the tone coming into these last meetings will be important. But certainly as we get into next year, we'll have to see the setup and a number of things to monitor quite closely. Again, good. The employment picture looks decent. We'll continue to track inflation numbers, but that's sort of how we see it. Okay for the near term, but as we get out into next year, again, those storm clouds have not fully dissipated, and things were not smooth sailing until we really see inflation come down and/or rates coming down to support the broader economy. Anyway, why don't we leave it there? Hopefully you've enjoyed some good returns this year as we've navigated through this. We wish you nothing but, wealth, health, and happiness. Happy holidays. That's it for this year, and look forward to connecting with you next year. Take care, all.
This podcast is provided as a general source of information and should not be considered personal, legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice, or construed as an endorsement or recommendation of any entity or security discussed. Investors should seek the advice of professionals prior to implementing any changes to their investment. Certain statements in this podcast are forward-looking, that are predictive in nature, depend upon or refer to future events or conditions. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from those set forth. Although the forward-looking statements contained herein are based upon what CI Global Asset Management and the portfolio manager believe to be reasonable assumptions, neither CI Global Asset Management nor the portfolio manager can assure that actual results will be consistent with these forward-looking statements. Certain statements contained in this podcast are based in whole or in part on information provided by third parties, and CI Global Asset Management has taken reasonable steps to ensure their accuracy. Market conditions may change, which may impact the information contained in this podcast. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. The indicated rates of return are the historical annual compounded total returns net of fees and expenses payable by the fund, including changes in security value and reinvestment of all dividends or distributions, and do not take into account sales, redemption, distribution, or optional charges or income taxes payable by any security holder that would have reduced returns. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.